Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco. It is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the home studios of the show, but we are not limited to just Sports Byline. We get you every which way. We come down your chimney without, a show on video games. That's our present. But we want to talk video games with you and all these sports talk networks. That's the only hour all week that I am afforded the time to talk to you, my fellow gamer, about what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's overhyped, underhyped, what is your favorite game, what should we avoid? You tell me, you tell us. At the toll-free line, get in and get heard, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, concerns about the video game world as well. And it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. If you'd like to write me an email and use the email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour, as I always do, or to request a cheat code, an older game, usually, at the end of the show, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. You can go to sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear the shows that way as well. But we're also on sbnationlive.com out of Houston, Texas, covering the globe. And SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. That's right. So we're my truckers out there, breaker 19. We got Smokey the Bear and the Brown Paper dogs bags, White Line Fever, however you're getting us. It's great to have you with us, especially if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, you're doing a great job protecting us and our allies. We know the video games mean a lot to you, little home cooking overseas as well. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, new cable provider. That's right, TV sets, 35 million homes. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle. We got an hour to talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back and let's do it right here on the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco and Sports Byline, but all over these other networks, as I mentioned in the open. And it's great to have you with us as I clear my throat since this is live radio. Cliffhanger from last show, where I said I was going to attempt to get my next-gen Fallout 4 on my PS5. And the way it worked was they said, just take your disc, your PS4 disc, and throw it in the PS5. And I was like, that's all I got to do. And so that's what I did. I threw my old 9-year-old disc into the PS5, and I had all the DLC, but it was on the hard drive. And so it said, oh, my PS5 said, hey, do you want the PS5 updated version of this? And I was like, yes. And I was like, right away. And it started loading, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is too easy. This is amazing. And so then it was not without a hitch, and I can't believe I pulled this off. Not like this is some ninja stuff or Einstein stuff, but the fact of the matter was that as I was putting it in and it finally loaded, it said, welcome. And there was no way to continue. It didn't have my saves. And I was like, oh. So I would have had to have started all over again, which, of course, I was not going. I'm not one of those guys that's going to start all over again. And not going to live forever. And I earned my domination. I walk through the valley of the shadow, whatever, and my domination is too dominant. I can't go back. And but I was excited to play this at 60 frames a second instead of 30. The most amazing thing about this update are the load times. Because as you know, that was the one thing. I mean, it was like an NFL game with the commercials almost. It's like there'd be times I'd be in a building, go back to the Commonwealth, you know, Boston, and I'd be like, I don't feel like waiting 2 minutes for it to reload. And that was the one thing that was rough about the game. The loads are like this. Like, even when you start the game and continue now, it's like a 5-6 second load instead of just waiting around forever and ever and ever. That's absolutely amazing. But, all right, getting ahead of myself. So I had to get my saves on there. And so I looked, and the one thing about the PS4 that's dominant to the PS5, and I mean dominant, is that you could play games directly off of an external hard drive, which you can't do on the PS5, which really sucks. Then it's like, well, you can store them on the external hard drive and then transfer them back. I'm like, ugh. So anyway, I looked, and all my memory was on the hard drive. So I went on the PS4, and I couldn't find my charging cord, but luckily, mini USB, I found something for like a you know, those little phone batteries, those extra power source things you carry around now and then. And when you try to use them, they're at 10%. So I was able to do that, charge up a controller, and transfer my save data onto the external hard drive. And so I plugged it into the PS5, and the PS5 in the front, the PS5 said, yeah, this port can't handle that. Like, what? So then I plugged it into a USB in the back, and it's like, okay, this port can handle that. Like, I didn't realize there were two different types of USB ports. Remember, I'm a gamer, not a tech. I do know some tech, but apparently not enough. And so it said, we can't load these because of the drive. I'm like, what? And then I thought, I'll get a thumb drive. So I had one, like, I knew I had a blank one in my car. So I go out in the middle of the night, I get the thumb drive, I put that in, and they were like, what are you talking about? This isn't big enough. And the thumb drive's not going to work. And I thought, I was all excited. This loaded up. It was too easy. But if I want to play it, I have to start over, which means I'm not going to play it. But then I saw something I didn't know I had. Rick, are you sure you should be hosting this show? I think I should be hosting this show. And that is, if you are a PS Plus member, you do get some cloud memory, which I didn't know I had, and I was not using. And so from my PS4, and it was not simple. I had to go into, I can't even remember how I got to it, but it was like my sixth try. You usually just think, go to storage, manage this storage. And it was a delete. Like, my only option was delete this storage. No, I finally found a place that said copy. And then I think it was cloud services, copy, save data into cloud. So I did that. Then I went back to the PS5. And then I had to figure out a way to download PS4 cloud save into PS5 hard drive, which I did. Then it loaded, but it didn't have any of the DLC. But PS5, bless them, it said, do you want to add this DLC? And I had already had it. So I did. It took a while to load up. But there were some things I didn't have. One of the things I didn't have is I didn't have my X01 power armor. And I don't know why not. But I had had enough extra power armors, almost 20 of them, on the roof of my home, which is the most northwest Red Rocket gas station, that I was able to take all the parts off of one, put them on a skeletal. And then I ended up taking this X02, like demon, I think it's the demon armor. I started using that instead. But so it threw there's a lot of new missions that were very, you know, very easy to accomplish. But one of them was doing the mechanist again. And I thought, this is great. And then I got to the end. I'm like, oh, that's why I have that helmet. I've already defeated this guy. But it is fun to go through with impunity and start, you know, nailing. So what I did was new was I made myself a little downtown place in Hangman's Alley in downtown Boston. It's this little area with a workbench, and I was able to, you know, put in a whole new little house, basically machine gun turrets, walling off all the alleys, making sure nobody can get in. And that's basically what I had have been doing. But as long as I have my spray and pray 45 with the explosive bullets, which are 45s, and I have 9 million things that I can sell, let's go to Diamond City. There are two there. I go to Bunker Hill. Cricket is usually there selling a lot of ammo. And I could, I mean, I have like 500 missiles, and those are like $25 each. Eat some grape Mentats. It goes up 10% selling, less 10% buying. Mini nukes, I think I have about 66 of those. I have over 1,000 stim packs. This isn't even counting the legendary weapons I have. So I'm never short of ammo. And I've got one sniper rifle that shoots an extra shot. So that's double. I think it's 258 times two. So everything dies in one shot. But it's still fun. And it's still creepy. And there's a lot of things to do. And I'm so happy that I was able to figure out how to get my save data in. And so for those of you who don't know, and you might think I'm a dork, but I didn't realize that you have a limited amount of cloud storage if you are a PS Plus member. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet
tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. The way you win it is just answer a very simple question to the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, just as an aside, and you say, well, you may ask, how does the update look with 60 frames per second 99% of the time? There have been some issues. I know PC has had some rough patches, literally, double entendre, somewhat intended. Xbox Series X and S had some issues. PS5, not as many. Basically, about half the people are playing it on PS5, and then about another 35% on Xbox Series X and S, and about 15% on PC. But it does look cleaner. It's not something like, oh my gosh, this is an entirely new game. You know, it's not like taking an 18-bit game and making it a 32-bit game. But it's not, like I say, I don't notice it, but it looks very clean. And if you ask me, does it look better? And it's like, yeah, I told you my last save was from 2017. It'd been a while since I had played. But as I said, the load times makes it a whole new world. All right. Another headline we saw this weekend was that Helldivers 2, game I own, very popular game from Arrowhead, the water company, software, live radio. Love it. Helldivers 2 has been pulled from 177 countries due to PSN linking requirement. And Arrowhead says that they're talking solutions now. So it continues to collapse on Steam. And like you say, well, 177 countries, like what? I have the list. Some of them I don't think are countries, like Guernsey. That's the Channel Islands. I believe they are part of the UK or France. I think they're part of the UK. But Egypt, Georgia. How about them dogs? No, the other Georgia. Jamaica, Morocco, the Philippines. I guess the Faroe Islands. The Faroe Islands, these are all countries when it comes to FIFA, but not when it comes to the United Nations. The Faroe Islands are a Danish protectorate. Uzbekistan. I love this. The country is listed as Holy See. That's the Vatican. So think about that. Helldivers cannot be played at the Vatican. That's actually kind of funny to me. Zambia, Zimbabwe, Nepal. Now this one is really great. Pitcairn Island. It's on the list. That's where Fletcher Christian, oh, the time. That's where he went to hide after he took the bounty, remember? Breadfruit, Tahiti, as they called it back then. But Kenya, now here's another one that's important. You may have heard of a country that really likes video games called Japan, another one called Korea. So because of that, Helldivers reviews on Steam are now, quote, overwhelmingly negative. And on Friday, Arrowhead CEO Johan Pilstedt apologized for the requirement in a statement to Twitter saying, ouch, right in the review score. It's kind of funny. He continues, well, I guess it's warranted. Sorry, everyone, for how this all transpired. I hope we will make it up and regain the trust by providing a continued great game experience. I just want to make great games! Exclamation point. What was the controversy? Or if you're in Guernsey, the controversy. Well, it kicked off Friday when Sony announced that the grace period in which Helldivers 2 did not need to be connected to a PSN account was ending. And so actually starting tomorrow, all new Helldivers 2 players on Steam are required to connect their account to their PSN account. And if you already have it, then you get a grace period until May 30th. So this requirement, obviously, I mean, you can predict, has had a massive online backlash, right? Rami Ismail, who has a big following, he's an independent developer on Twitter, and he said, what a cluster F. For all my criticism of Steam, it's incredible that they're choosing to take the hit for Sony's nonsense to ensure nobody ends up with an unusable game because PlayStation's super limited accessibility globally, an absolutely terrible decision making by Sony. Now, PlayStation has had no comment. And remember, Helldivers was very notable because it won Game of the Year. And one of the reasons it won Game of the Year was for its excellent community engagement. And it's been one of the best-selling games of 2024 so far. 8 million copies sold into April. And now, I mean, amid the anger, Hillstatt said that Arrowhead is working on the solution, but they don't have the final say. He said, is this the moment to tweet, what, you guys don't have phones? This was referencing Diablo Immortal's infamous reveal, right? He continued, on serious note, we are taking solutions with PlayStation, especially for non-PSN countries. Your voice has been heard, and I am doing everything I can to speak for the community, but I don't have the final say. You're the Arrowhead CEO, but you don't have the final say? And this guy, Peterstadt, has been actively engaging with fans since the launch. And, you know, he's been morose, maybe a little bit, I don't know, lyrical. He wrote, waking up to the sunshine of yesterday replaced with the dreary drizzle and shivering winds makes me reflect on how I spent my time those rare few moments when all was perfect. Yet rain is essential to growth, and it is what changes spring into summer. I will just have to wait for sunshine to return. And as you could say, that's lovely poem, but we're trying to play the game. Was that iambic pentameter? Was that AABB? By the way, some of the other countries on the list, and it's just, like I said, it's too funny because some of these aren't countries. They're just, unless you're talking about FIFA. Like it says, Falkland Islands, parenthetically, Malvinas. And there was a war in 1981 over that. Technically, UK. There's one that's called Unknown Country Code FX. So there's a country that wants to be on the DL. Just call us FX. Well, does that stand for shh? It doesn't stand for anything. And then you see on the list State of Palestine. Yeah. It's like there's other things going on there right now. How about United States Minor Outlying Islands? Now, what does that group include? I guess I could make some guesses. How about this? This has a Norwegian flag, and the country's called Svalbard and Jan Mayen. That sounds like an adventure of a little boy and his pet teddy bear. Did you hear about Svalbard and Jan Mayen? They go to the candy store. That's a country. I'm getting an education here right now. That maybe yours as well. But it's interesting how many places there's no PSN. Like almost every single African country is on this list. You could just go through all of them. They're all there. In the Balkans as well. Even into Moldova. Monaco. What are they supposed to do there besides gamble and drink and have a open wheel racing? There's also a country called Sabah, S-A-B-A. I believe that's an island. You know, this is funny. The Sultan of Brunei. It's listed as Brunei Darussalam. I guess that's the official name. Like I said, I'm getting an education here. But I just love like who's in on this list. Oh, there's one more unknown country code, XD. So FX and XD. We also can't play the game. Where are you, XD? What's that stand for? Shh. Just be quiet. All right, sounds good. Let's go to a break. When we come back, I'll let you know what's new this week and also the cheat code coming up as well. And we'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise,
all right. Hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Time to give away. I'm Rick Tittle. It's 40 after the hour. Coming up, I will let you know what's going on with the new releases. But it is time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is you write me an email with the correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Full Metal Sergeant. It is available for the Switch, the Xbox Series X and S, PS5 and the PS4, and the Xbox One and the PC. It's available for everybody. Rated T for teen. Here's the blurb. Be the drill instructor. Insult recruits with no remorse. Can you transform flabby recruits into lean war machines within 12 weeks? You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece. sir, what? Were you about to call me? This is developed by Carlos C., published by Carlos C. and Polycrunch Games. And my question is this game, you think, modeled after R. Lee Ermey in Paris Island, Vietnam? Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket. Heart, or is this modeled after Sesame Street? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Paris Island, Full Metal Jacket, or Big Bird. You let me know. See, the questions are easy. Rated T for teen. That might be disappointing, because maybe you want it to be really blue, but it says blood, violence, language. Isn't it dumb that the word language, when it comes to these ratings, like TV and movies too, means bad language or offensive, potentially offensive? It's like, when did attitude mean bad attitude? Oh, that guy's got an attitude. Yes, it's a great attitude. Now, it just automatically means that guy's got a bad attitude. He's got an attitude. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll get to the new releases here in a week. We've been mentioning PS5 Pro and what the label is going to actually mean, because Sony is struggling to keep the lid on the PS5 Pro. It's technically unannounced, but the PS5 has a code name for it, Trinity. I wish I could remember the PSP before it became the Vita. The PSP had a really funny placeholder name, which I can't remember now. Anyway, so Trinity. There have been a lot of leaks, and those leaks continued on Tuesday when The Verge shared new details about what a PS5 Pro enhanced game will actually look like on the upgraded console. Because Sony is reportedly telling developers to create new graphics models exclusively for games on their hardware, PS5 Pro. And they will reportedly combine the PSSR, that stands for PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution. That's a 4K upscaling with 60 frames per second frame rate. And of course, what's the buzzword of the last 2 years? Ray tracing effects. So The Verge said that Insider Gaming said that any PS5 game would need to receive and tagged with a PS5 enhanced PS5 Pro Enhanced label. So first and foremost, games running at 30 frames per second do not have to increase their frame rate to get the enhanced label. If a developer increases the target resolution of a game that runs at a fixed resolution or the max res, it can qualify for PS5 Enhanced. So in other words, your resolution is good on the PS5, but you're still at 30 frames per second. And listen, honestly, 30 frames per second, there are so many killer games that run at that rate. It's not like a pejorative. But not every improvement can get the label. The Verge says running a game at a more stable frame rate on the PS5 won't get you that label. It's also true if you try to boost the res with games with a variable resolution without improving to the max. What does that mean? Well, if you have a 440p and then your variable goes to 1800p, that's not enough to get the label. So finally, the report suggests that while the developers do need to update their games to the latest SDK, take full advantage, the new console will have what they call an ultra boost mode that will boost the performance of these games that haven't been updated yet. So we keep hearing the rumor of the fall, which of course is your holiday season. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing. No, we don't want to hear that. Those are all great songs. We don't want to hear those in May. Let's face it. 1-800-878-PLAY. Amazon Prime, have you taken advantage of the Luna? Have you taken advantage? I mean, I think, are we all Prime members? I feel like we all are, especially during the pandemic when retail therapy. I need a package arriving at my door every day. It's like the Ronnie Chang joke. I want one pen, not a pack, one. And I want you to put it in my hand now. But there are some new games. They come out in chunks on Amazon Prime. They already, Tomb Raider Game of the Year Edition, Lego Star Wars 3, Clone Wars is out this week. Dark City International Intrigue, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, Nine Witches Family Disruption, Electrician Simulator, and then May 16th, The Forgotten City, 100 Doors Escape from School, finally May 23rd, Spirits of Mystery, Whisper of the Past. But this is the thing that I always, what's the thing, Rick? The thing is, for me, is that, oh, this game's free. You know, like Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. Was Fallout 3 amazing? Yes. I love Fallout 3. On my PS3. We're two gens from there. So I sort of feel like that game's been played out. If you go back, it's going to go back for nostalgic reasons. We already have it. Who's going to sit down in front of their TV? If you're a gamer, if you sit down in front of your TV and be like, all right, I'm starting Fallout 3 all over again. There's no saves. I'm starting Fallout 3 all over again. There'll be some people, and they'll have fun with it. But it's just, it's like, I don't know, it's like getting, I don't want to call it day-old fish, but it's like, hey, we got some free games for you. Oh, is it Helldivers 2? Is it Baldur's Gate 3? It's like, of course it's not those games. Those are AAA titles right now. We can give you something over 10 years old that was hella cool back in the day. Okay. So when you see these headlines saying, oh, Amazon Prime is taking you to the Fallout wasteland, I'm like, yeah, I know. We're watching it. No. For free, you get the game. And you think, oh, Fallout 4? Oh, that's cool. I heard it was updated. No. Fallout 3. Game of the Year Edition, so you get on that. Oh, okay. And actually, if you think about New Vegas, it's three games ago, if you go to Fallout 76. So it kind of shows how much we loved Fallout 4 as gamers, and we didn't like 76. The one thing I liked about 76, which I put hundreds of hours in, is that you could take your home with you wherever you went. And one of them was like a little trap door and it was all underground. And that's what I started doing. And you never get attacked. And oh, I have hella bear traps and caltrops and machine guns just in case anybody does come down that hole. But that's always a cool thing to do. But I didn't like the limitations in it, how much you could carry, how much you could store in a box. I hated having to drink. I hated having to eat. Ooh, it's more realistic. And then the worst part of all, playing with other people. And you could choose, don't shoot me. I remember when I first started, these kids had a missile launcher. They kept blowing me up, and there was nothing I could do about it. The dragons that were coming down out of the sky at you. Rick, those aren't dragons. Well, they look like them. And so then, 9 years later, Fallout 4 gets a little bit of a reboot. Not to mention a TV show too, but it gets a little bit of a reboot. And it's like, you want to play this on your PS5? And basically, 99% of the Fallout fans said yes. We would like to continue playing that than to be playing 76 right now, which is a little bit sad, but it's a little bit predictable as well. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games, which are Tuesday release dates, unless otherwise noted. We have Ninja Shuriken Master on the Switch. Also on the Switch, Adventure Field Remake. One more Switch game here before we go on. Coconut Farm 3D. Lessons Learned. Cult of the Elizabeth. PC, Xbox 5, and X and S. Broadsword Warlord Edition. PS5 and Switch. Heading Out. This looks like you're a radio DJ who drives a sports car. That's on the PC. Judging a game by its cover. Rick, do some research. You do it. Hidden Objects Collection 5, Detective Stories. That's on the Switch. Prison Architect 2. Now, this is very cartoony, but this is for the 5, the PC, and the X and S. Skelethrone, The Chronicles of Arakona. How about that for a name? Once again, I say Skelethrone, The Chronicles of Arakona, Switch, PC, X and S, and 1. Venture to the Vile, PC. This is a weird game with a guy with a pig head. Europa Universalis 4, Winds of Change, PC and Linux and Mac. The Mac. Return of the Mac. Gift. This is PC, PS5, and Switch. Indica. This is a very scary looking game with it looks like one evil nun laughing at another. PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. Pocket Oasis. This is a game for your phones and the Switch. It's Android and iOS. Solo Leveling Arise. Also for your phones and the PC. The Night of the Rabbit. This is on the Switch. The Prisoner of the Night. Almost looks like a female pinhead. PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch. And finally, V Rising. V Rising, a PC game. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back on Sports Byline. All right. And apparently we have no commercial breaks. The computer is frozen. As I was saying before, the majesty of live radio is something that, well, I'll just say I embrace it. This is the part of the show, of course, where if you don't know, people ask for cheat codes. And I'm more than happy to give it to you. There was one here. This comes from Zoe. Zoe wants to know, and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Zoe wants to know the code for, where was it? I just had it. Yes. Call of Duty Black Ops, the Undead Arcade. Now, this is going back to the PS3 and the Xbox 360 as well. To unlock it, you go to the main menu and you tap the left and right trigger buttons. You go to the computer behind you in the game, type DOA, and from there, the Dead Ops arcade game will begin. Once again, this is the Call of Duty Black Ops Undead arcade game on the PS3 and Xbox 360. Go to the main menu, tap, type in DOA, and you're on your way. And send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, during the break, I wanted to look up Indica because it looked so chilling. It looked like one evil nun yelling at a sad, kind of cute-looking nun. Can I say cute-looking nun? Will I get canceled for that? Here's this. It's developed by Odd Meter and published by 11-Bit Studios. And it says... I got to tell you the blurb because I was interested myself. Play a third-person, story-driven game set in alternative Russia in the late 19th century. And they kind of put XIX, Roman numerals, the late 19th century, where religious visions clash with the harsh reality. Indica tells the story of a – wait for this. Here's the payoff. Indica, I-N-D-I-K-A. Indica tells the story of a young nun who sets off on a journey of self-discovery with the most unusual companion by her side, the devil himself. So if you want this, actually, oh my gosh, what a trope. We get yet another game. All these games are Save the Princess, Zombie Invasion, or a nun in an alternative 19th century Russia sitting on a journey of self-discovery with the devil. It's just, why can't people think of anything new? Get it? But this is the thing. And I also love the fact that somebody's having a go with this. I'm scared by the box art. I'm scared just looking at it. And I'm sure somebody somewhere will be aghast. Like, how dare somebody say that a nun is hanging out with the devil himself as they're traipsing around, not just 19th century Russia, but an alternative 19th century Russia. And it shows them dressed in all black traipsing through the snow. I'm going to go ahead and say this doesn't look like Miami Beach. It doesn't look like a lot of fun. But this is why I love the video game world. There are so many of them. That's why you out there, my unpaid correspondents, you can communicate. Even though I only have 1 hour a week with the show, you can communicate me if you'd like to ask me a question or just have any sort of video game discussion. Just email me, rick@sportsbyline, and I'll get back to you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it next time. Until then, here are 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.